Thank you, Mr. Vice President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, and dear colleagues. I'm addressing you as a representative of the Civil Protection Directorate of the Ministry of the Interior, which is the coordinating body of the mine action in the Republic of Croatia. Firstly, I would like to emphasize that the Republic of Croatia is fully aligned with the EU statement that we heard previously today. On June 5, 2009, the Croatian Parliament passed a law on ratification of the Convention on Cluster Munition. The Republic of Croatia formally deposited its ratification instrument within the UN on August 17, 2009, with the Convention entering into force on August 1, 2010. After a decade of various activities, we proudly presented the declaration of compliance on August 1, 2020, meaning that all of the areas contaminated by cluster munition remnants were finally cleared in accordance with the Article 4 of the Convention within the designated deadline. The process was not an easy one, and it would be much more difficult without the long-lasting partnership and support of the Convention Presidency, Coordination Body, and especially Implementation Support Unit, together with other member states. In this sense, the Republic of Croatia would like to highlight its appreciation for the opportunity to host the first review conference back in 2015, after which the Dubrovnik Action Plan was adopted as an ambitious, comprehensive, target-oriented roadmap for the 5 years period. Even though the Republic of Croatia fulfilled its most challenging objectives regarding the stockpile destruction back in 2018 and survey and clearance in 2020, it is determined to continue and improve all other correlated activities in line with the Convention. This is especially emphasized within the victim assistance element, where during 2020 a new law on civilian victims of the homeland war was drafted and made available for public consultations, and was officially adopted by the Croatian Parliament in mid-July 2021. The intention of this law is to enable the application for a status of war-disabled civilian on the basis of disability caused by a disease correlating with the homeland war, among other things due to disabilities caused by the explosions of ERWs left over after the end of war operations. This means the law will provide the same legal security to civilian victims as already provided to Croatian war veterans, among others to ERW survivors and families of individuals killed by ERWs, all with an aim to greatly improve socio-economic status of the victims. The Republic of Croatia would like to emphasize it is essential that the convention norms and corresponding action plans are further strengthened through the practices of the state's parties and encouragement of support from non-state parties. In this sense, we are happy to hear the representatives of the other states' parties and observers gathered here today in reaffirming their strong determination to put an end to the suffering and casualties caused by cluster munitions. To conclude, the Republic of Croatia reaffirms its commitment and was and will continue to be determined in reaching the goal of a world without cluster munition and all other explosive remnants of war. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.